We know that Moshe Rabbeinu, when coming down the mountain with the second luchos, we are told that he had this radiance to him, ki karan or panav, and he didn't even realize that he had this radiance. And the Medrash tries to understand, what's the source for this radiance? When he went up the mountain, he does not have this karan or panav, and yet coming down the mountain, he does. And there are many answers suggested in the Medrash. The last answer suggested is that he had a little bit of ink left over. Kasa bikumas, he was writing the Torah, and ishtayer kima, a little bit of ink was left over. Ve'viu arosho, when he passed his hand over his head, vimenu nase karneva. From there, from that little bit of ink that was left over, that's what gave him this radiance. And it's a remarkable medrash. But what does it mean? What does it mean that there was a little bit of ink left over? They didn't realize how much ink should go into writing of the Torah. Didn't Hashem know how much was needed? So the Rechaim HaKadosh suggests that of course it had the right amount of ink, that if it went as it should, as it was planned, there would have been no ink left over. However, Moshe Rabbeinu prevails upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu and writes the Torah a little bit differently. That extra little bit of ink left over was the result of Moshe writing the word Anav without the letter Yud in the Pasuk. Va'ish Moshe Anav. In Sefer Bamidbar, that Moshe was the most humble. Moshe, in his humility, could not bring himself to write the word in its complete form. So he left out the letter Yud. And it was that ink that should have been used for the letter Yud, which is the source of Moshe's radiance. That little letter Yud. Suggests the Or HaChaim. That extra ink symbolizes Moshe's humility, which we know is what defines Moshe Rabbeinu. And it's his character trait that caused himself to radiate. And I believe this shares with us a powerful understanding of what really it means to be humble. Often we think that humility is thinking that I am a nobody. Thinking that I am nothing. I have nothing, I'm no good. And that's humility. That's not really humility. Humility is the awareness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has granted me many things, many gifts. They all come from God. But I want to use those in the service of the Ribono Shel Olam. That's what it means to be humble. To be humble doesn't mean to deny those brachos. It means to recognize and to use them properly. Moshe Rabbeinu understood. When the Torah says Moshe was the most humble of all men, it doesn't mean that he was oblivious to his talents, to what he could do, to what he could accomplish, to what he could impact in this world. It means he was always aware of those talents, and they were always as a result of the Ribono Shel Olam's endless, endless kindness. That's the awareness that Moshe Rabbeinu represented. And when we represent that same understanding and recognition, that we are given amazing things by the Ribono Shel Olam, the question is how we are going to use them in the service of the Ribono Shel Olam, whether that is in our talents, in our abilities, in our resources, in our time, in our energy. When we give back, we shine as greatly as Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe lo yada ki karan or panav, this radiance comes from his humility. And as we always try to imitate those quality traits, it's not in thinking lower of ourselves, but in thinking higher of ourselves, in thinking of things that we could accomplish and ways we could impact.